You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, the show about how to bring your business to the top in sales, productivity, and profits. Coming to you from the Malden Group Studio, here's your host, Ms. Bonnie Rainmaker Malden.
Hey, 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 thanks for listening to the show today. Bonnie Malden here from the Malden Group, your number one spot when you want to go from the bottom to the top. I have another awesome business spotlight for you. Today we have Sandy Grigsby. She is a personal branding and image expert, a TEDx speaker, and confidence catalyst. She began her career as a graphic and web designer, later transitioning into personal branding photography to better capture the expertise and confidence she saw in her clients. For over 10 years, she's created remarkable personal brand transformations through her photos and rebranding. She's even donated photo sessions and personal branding consultations to support low-income women re-entering the workforce. Today, Sandy helps people discover their inner confidence, reinvent how the world sees them, and show up as totally wow. Isn't that awesome? Sandy, thank you so much for being on this show. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. I'm excited to be here.
A little round of applause for you there.
Yes.
Well, I love your confidence catalyst trademark there. Tell us the story behind that.
Well, it started when I was doing the photography and I was working with people, and I had transitioned from the graphic design, web design into that, and I hadn't quite found my thing for photography. So, you know, I was watching other photographers, paying attention to them. They were hugely successful. I'm like, what is it they do? And I remember one photographer had said, you'll know what your thing is when you look at your collective work. So it took me some time. I started looking at all of the pictures, and the one common denominator I had, it wasn't specifically style, but it was that every single person in my photos looked super confident. And then one day I was on a photo session with this beautiful girl, and we were in San Francisco shooting her, and she started bawling on the street because cars were going by and she said people are looking at her. And I'm like, okay. And then I realized that she had had so much negative talk towards herself. Her family told her she was too fat, she was ugly, she was all of these things, and none of it was true. And I kind of had to shake her a little bit and say, you're none of these things. And I made a joke, and she started laughing, and that's when I caught the money shot. Her eyes lit up. She was so beautiful, and that was her headshot that eventually got her husband. So from that point, I realized my magic power was bringing out the confidence and that magical spark that people have that lights them up and shows them as their best self.
I love that, Sandy, because a lot of people don't take pictures and they don't do video because they don't like the way they look because they don't have the confidence.
And so 100% true.
It is true. What are some of the things you're doing that bring that confidence level up?
Well, to begin, before I photograph anyone, and the mistake I see photographers make is they will put you on the calendar and you just show up. There's no preparation. Most people have no idea what to do in front of a camera. They don't know what to wear. They don't know how to smile. They don't know how to stand. And so when you're in that situation, you feel very uncomfortable, not to mention you usually don't know who the photographer is, so you feel really uncomfortable with that person. And then it shows in your photos. I'm sure, Bonnie, you've seen the pictures where the person looks uptight or maybe even constipated, and you're like, what's wrong with them? Because they were really uncomfortable in that moment. So what I do is, before anyone shows up for photos with me, I have a consultation call with them. And it's like anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours, depending on what we're covering. And I have them fully prepare before their photo session so they know exactly what they're wearing. They know the type of shots we're going to take. They've already made an introduction to my makeup artist. They know that they're getting fed. Like, the list goes on and on, so they're fully prepared. And then when they get there, they feel like they already know me because we've had consultations, we've talked, we made jokes, we had a great time. And they get there, they already know what they're wearing, so they're not stressed out. It's so much more relaxing. And then as I'm photographing them, I hit little markers, things that I can say and do to get people to open up to me, and then I pull that confidence out of them. And a lot of that deals with going back into their memory and pulling out confident moments. It works like a charm every single time.
Ooh, so I can't help but to think of Austin Powers when he's like, you're a tiger, you're a tiger.
Exactly. I could have done that before. Give me a round.
But
exactly.
Yeah, just a physical kind of photo shoot you're going after. All right, so you're the brand expert, so tell us the difference between a personal brand and personal branding.
Yeah. Okay, I hear that people get that confused all the time. So a personal brand is everything discoverable about you. So it's what people pull up when they do a Google search. It's what they find on your website. It's what they peruse through your social media and discover. It's things that other people are saying to you. It's things that media, news outlets, reports, anything that they can find, even things that you say. So if you meet someone, whatever you say to them, whatever the person who invited you to the event says to them about you, that's your personal brand. While personal branding is the actual process you take, the steps you take, the actions that you take to create the narrative, what you want people to discover. And that's where people miss the mark. They don't realize that their personal brand is out there. It's already established whether you do anything about it or not. So you have to take the reins and you have to manage the personal branding, the narrative, so that you can control the story and you know what's out there and you know what people think about you.
Wow, that's interesting. So I guess you have to sit down and come up with a narrative and create the story before you can begin, right?
Exactly. But what I do that's different from the rest, because most people work with personal branding people and then they create, like you said, they create the narrative, they tell you what's what. But that's not authentic. So I put my clients through a process where they go back in time and they discover who they were when they were young. Because who you were as a child is who you are authentically. Think about it, Bonnie. How were you when you were a little girl? Like think like 3, 4, 5 years old when you were just a little thing. What was your personality like? What were you like?
Very friendly, always drawing pictures, always telling stories.
Storyteller, an artist, and friendly. So usually when people are friendly, that means they are compassionate and they are loving. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, flash forward, how are you today?
The exact same.
There you go. And some people will go, well, I'm really not. And then they think about it, so they go, but I wish I were. I have all these things get in the way. I have, you know, so much weight on my shoulders from my job. My relationship's not working out. I had so many bad experiences. I kind of am not that way anymore. But then when they think about it, they go, but I'm happiest when I'm that way. So it goes back to figuring out who you were as a child and then incorporating those authentic elements. So how you actually are, because you're born that way, back into who you are today, and then pushing that through into your personal brand. So when people see images of you, they see video of you, they look at you on website, they find copy about you, they read articles about you, and then they actually meet you, they go, oh, you're exactly what I had imagined. Once that happens, the hard work is done because they have instant like and credibility with you and they will trust you. And that's the most important part when you're marketing yourself.
I love that. It's very insightful, Sandy. So a lot of people think about their business and they want to brand it. And how do you separate business branding from personal branding?
You know, that's a great question. I have a lot of people ask me that one as well, especially executives. I work with a lot of CEOs and they say, well, you know, I have a corporate, I go under my corporation and I don't think branding myself is that important. It's so important, especially if you have a business, because your personal brand is about you. And if it's your business, if you're the owner, or even if you work for the company and you're upper management or just even a regular employee, you represent that business. So when people discover things about you, you want it to be the best things that they can find and you want it to be authentic so that they, again, like you and trust you. If they like you and trust you, by default, they'll want what your business offers. So I work with doctors. For example, I have a doctor here. I'm in Bali right now. And I have a doctor that I'm working with. And her whole entire business, she had this plastic surgeon dermatology clinic. Nowhere was there anything about her. And when I got to Bali, I went to see her because I was having some skin issues and I wanted her to correct it. And I couldn't even remember her name because I was given her WhatsApp number because everything's done here on WhatsApp. And I had found her Instagram page and I looked at the number. I found everything about what they offer, but I couldn't even find her name. I didn't know what she looked like. And I almost canceled my appointment. The only reason I went was because a friend told me, you must go see this dermatologist. She's absolutely the best one in Bali. She's wonderful. You'll just love her. And so I trusted my friend. But had I not heard that from the friend, I would have skipped that business right away because there was no personable, there was no one to like or trust. But lucky for me, I went. I met her. She was drop-dead gorgeous. She was super knowledgeable. She was so kind. She was so gentle. And I had a talk with her. And now when you go to her Instagram profile, there's her name. There are pictures and videos of her, and she's completely changed her branding, and her business has grown because of it. So having a personal brand in alignment with your business is super important because, again, it goes back to that know, like, and trust factor. You want people to know you, like you, and trust you, and in turn, they will buy whatever it is that you're selling.
You're absolutely right. So what is the biggest mistake that people make in their personal brand?
Ooh, yeah. The biggest mistake is not taking their online image seriously. I think that's the biggest one I've seen. So I'm sure you've seen it where someone wants, you know, you have solicitors, right? They solicit you, oh, hire me to do your website or hire me to do this or that. And then you look at their profile and you're like, oh, their pictures are really grainy and dark and they look kind of sloppy and like the lighting's bad and oh God, why would they post, ooh, that food does not look good. And all of a sudden you start analyzing everything on their profile and you're like, if they don't take this much care in their own thing, how do I know they're going to do such a great job for me? So when people don't take their image seriously, the instant impression that others get is if they don't care about themselves, how are they going to care about me for the service that they're going to provide? Unfortunately, people are visual creatures. And they make a snap decision on something within 30 milliseconds. They've actually done studies where they tested people who only had a slight view of someone. They didn't even see the full face. They covered the face, but they got a slight view. And they had an impression within 30 milliseconds of whether they would trust that person or not. So your online image has to be the best version of you. It doesn't mean you have to be happy in every single moment, but look like you take care of yourself. Look like you pay attention to the details. Look like how you are authentically. If you're a happy person, show it in your images. If you're one of those stoic, serious people, that's great. Show that in your images. You don't have to be happy if you're not that happy, bubbly person, because at least if someone's looking for someone who's stoic and serious, they would know you're that person and they'll trust you to be that.
Holy cow, 30 milliseconds is all you have for people to make that snap decision. That's a really interesting statistic. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So that lets us know how really important that is and how people are making decisions based on what that personal image and brand looks like online. And if your picture isn't there, you can lose business. If the picture isn't good, you can lose business. That's incredible.
Exactly. And this has nothing to do with beauty. I have a lot of clients say to me, oh, Sandy, I'm not as beautiful. No one's going to pick me. I said, you, everyone, I believe, is beautiful, everyone, especially in their own unique way. Each one's different. Everybody's different. And so it's not so much about the physical aesthetics. It's about the attention to detail. So if you take care of your hair, you take care of your skin, you wear clothes that are suitable for you, they're the right color for you, they're authentically your colors, you show up, you pay attention to the fonts that you put on your graphics, you pay attention to the cropping, everything looks like you really care about it. That's more important than overall beauty because, again, it delivers that message that you care. And if you care, you're going to care about the service that you provide for people who are looking to hire you.
That's right. When we come back from this quick commercial break, Sandy, I want to talk to you about where you get started when you're trying to build a personal brand. Like, what is the first step? What is the second step? What is the third step? What are all these steps? So let's get into that in just a second. Or maybe just a minute.
Okay.
I really can't thank the Malden Group enough and your entire team for everything that you've done for us.
The biggest thing about working with the Malden Group is the number of things they took off of my plate. The marketing and website and everything, search engine optimization, not only did they take it off my plate, but they took it up several notches to a point that I would never have been able to do myself.
The Malden Group's been great as far as the website, as far as our marketing, advertising, paperclips, Facebook, all of it.
And as we move forward, we get a lot more response to our website. We have a lot more phone calls coming in.
We feel very thankful to have such a top gun team on our side.
I don't know where we would be today if it wasn't for the expertise that you, Bonnie, and your team at the Malden Group have been able to offer to our school.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I definitely think of you as one of our trusted partners, and we really appreciate all the support that you continue to give to us. And we look forward to growing together with you guys.
Is your digital marketing feeling a bit too cookie cutter? Are you not gaining the qualified leads that produce the right customers you need? The Malden Group is Atlanta's premier marketing agency, delivering customized digital marketing programs for any budget. Don't trust something as crucial as your digital marketing to someone who lacks a unique approach. Call us now at 678-846-2306 or visit us at themaldengroup.com. Let us take your business to the top.
All right, we are back. Woohoo! Celebration! Okay, so Sandy, when launching a personal brand, where do you get started?
Well, the first thing you have to do is get super clear on how you define yourself. So how do you want the world to see you? What does that look like? That goes back to the first question I asked you, Bonnie, is how were you as a child? So how do you want to define yourself? So once you know how that is, are you playful? Are you joyous? Are you serious? Are you, you know, do you have a good sense of humor? What is that thing? How do you want to define yourself? Once you know what that is, then you move to stage two, which is designing your own unique colors and style. I have a process that I put my clients through that gets them super clear on what their subconscious colors are. So you might think you're, oh, I love burgundy or I love pink. And you might actually find out that your subconscious colors, the things that you naturally gravitate towards without even knowing it, are completely different. So getting clear on what your colors are and then what your style is. What does that look like? I see that a lot of my clients start out trying to follow trends and they never work for them and they end up having huge closets full of clothes that they never wear and they hate everything and they can't figure out why because they fell into trends. So if you get really clear on what your unique style is, you create your own trend and then you feel so fabulous in it, you show up with more allure and presence than you ever have before. Then the third step would be, once you have your colors, you have your style, you know how you want the world to see you, you get your photos taken, and you get photos taken that look and feel like how you are. So if someone were to hang out with you and know you and trust you and like you, your photos completely represent that. After you have photos, you create your quick pitch in your bio. So your quick pitch is how you describe what you do very quickly. So if you had to get in an elevator and it was going down only one floor and you had to quickly tell someone what you do, that's your quick pitch. And then you want to always have a bio handy because once your personal brand starts moving, that's when people start asking you to be on their podcasts, on their shows. They want to write articles. So you always want to have a quick bio ready so you can submit it very quickly. And then you want to create online profiles that are clear. Clear meaning people get to it. They see your image. You look great because you just had those pictures taken. It matches your colors. Your message is clear. Your little bio is up there. People know what you offer right away. And then you want to post consistently and engage. And the most important thing to do with your personal brand, with everything, it doesn't matter what you do, have fun with it. Because if you're stressed out and you hate it, it will show. But if you're like, oh, well, I messed that up. That was hilarious. Let me do a story on that one. And you have fun with it, then people will see you as authentic and really want to work with you.
All right. So to recap, you said colors, you need to have your style, get your photos taken, and then come up with an elevator pitch and come up with your bio and always have it handy. And then set up your online profiles, and you want to post to them constantly, consistently, and engage, and more than anything, have fun.
And the first one is get clear on how you define yourself.
Get clear on how you define yourself. Okay.
Yes.
So tell me about your photography business. How did you get started with that? And what's the process of getting started with you if someone were interested?
Well, I actually started out when I was about 18. Someone recommended that I do some modeling work. So I started out doing commercial modeling work because I was living in San Francisco and there wasn't a lot of like runway or, you know, not a lot of film stuff there. So I just ended up doing commercials. I was doing, you know, T-Mobile was my big one. I'm actually the sidekick girl. So if you ever had that sidekick phone, I'm the girl that was on the box and it was on TV, it was on posters,
Cool. Everything.
Yeah, they actually called me Sidekick Sandy at corporate. It's hilarious. But modeling was where I started. And then I went to the university and I got a degree in visual communication. So I actually had a graphics design degree. And I started working for some of the top photographers in Los Angeles doing their websites for their celebrity clients. So, for example, do you remember the famous Olympian Carl Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of my clients working for the celebrity photographers. And I built his website back in the day. So I designed it and built it. And, you know, we had Mo Green and some other famous Olympians and celebrities. And, like, Master P was one of our clients. Like, I can't even tell you. There's so many.
What?
But, yeah, that's Shamar Moore was another one. So we worked with a lot of celebrities. And I ended up transitioning from doing graphic design. I started freelancing. And then I was building websites for, again, doctors, artists, musicians, all kinds of different people. And the one thing that kept coming back consistently was they had horrible photos. And so I kept asking them, can you get your new pictures taken? And they were still always horrible. So finally I was so frustrated. I'm like, let me just teach them how to pose. I'll just take the picture. And I didn't know what I was doing. So I ended up taking some pictures, and out of luck, because I had learned how to retouch so well, I was able to correct them and make them look decent. And then every time I took more pictures, I kept going, okay, I remember having to retouch that, and it took me hours. So how can I photograph this where I don't have to retouch that? And it ended up getting better and better and better. And then eventually, again, I looked at the collective body of work, and I realized that the common denominator was the confidence, and that's how I transitioned into photography. And for photography, when someone wants to work with me, they visit my photography website. It's briofive.com. And on there is a link to sign up for a sales call. Yeah, you got to go through that process. And we don't accept everyone for photo sessions because we want to make sure that the people who come to us are committed to going through the process. So I have actually turned down celebrities and executives who refuse to go through my process because it's so specific that we do it, and the results are guaranteed. So if they refuse to go through the process, then we can't guarantee the results. But the people that do go through it, like I work with so many executives and corporate people and people who are in all different spaces, entertainment and technology, they have such incredible results and has absolutely changed their lives and their businesses. So it's worth going through the process.
Go through the process. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
if you go to briofive.com, respect the process is what we say around here because process is so important.
Yes.
If you go to Brio5.com, like seriously, go to Brio5.com like right now. And when you do, you are going to see the most amazing before and after pictures.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Yeah, I love my before and afters. They're really powerful. And when I've done work with Dress for Success, for example, I photographed some of the women from there. The before and afters are incredible. I actually have some of them on the website.
I love that. Congratulations on your journey, Sandy, and, you know, you finding your way to photography by way of graphic design and web design. And, you know, you're meant to do something when you care a lot. And the photo piece really irked you that it didn't really meet your standards. And you said, you know what, I'm just going to do it myself. Let me take your picture. And then you took the picture, and it's like, oh, I think I'm really good at this. I'm going to keep going. And you did. And lo and behold, you're like this phenomenal photographer, making people confident, helping people brand, growing businesses
Aww.
Left and right. I mean, seriously,
you just go. I have to interject one thing. I have to interject one thing there. I actually wasn't confident. And that's why I teach people confidence. Because when I started doing photography, I knew I could fix the images, but I had no idea what I was doing. So every single photo session, I would break out into a sweat. I would be super nervous. I had a restless night's sleep before. And as my clients walked in, I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What if I bomb this photo shoot? What if it's the worst one ever? What if they hate my pictures? What if they fire me? I thought that almost every single photo session for the first 3 years of doing photography.
Wow.
3 years. And so it took constant repetition, and then the end result was always fabulous. And I had to finally acknowledge it for myself and listen to what people were telling me, as opposed to doing negative self-talk and beating myself up with, I'm not good enough, it should be better, it's not perfect. And once I broke past that, that's when I started to go, wait a minute, I'm great at this. And then I owned mm-hmm. my confidence, and I was better at drawing it out in other people.
Well, thanks for sharing that, because usually when you see someone confident and good at what they do, like you, you think they're always that way, and they've always been that way.
No.
But that's not the case.
No.
You work your way to this level of confidence and expertise, and that's
yeah.
what it's all about, the journey, starting from a low place and then getting to a high place, and that's why we call the show From the Bottom to the Top. And that's what you're exemplifying here in that story, because you're like, I was not confident at all. Now I'm super confident. So bottom
yes.
to the top right there
exactly.
in action.
And if you go to my second website for my personal brand, because I teach personal branding, it's sandyinfocus.com. Mm-hmm. You can actually see my journey, because I post how my pictures looked in 2012, I believe, up until now, and the transformation there. It's really interesting to look at.
Yeah. That's really good. Okay, so another thing you did was a TED Talk. So how did that come about?
You know, I have a really wonderful friend named John Lim, who invited me as a guest on his podcast, and he was so impressed by what I was doing with my photography that he actually spoke about me on his TEDx talk, and then he recommended me to the board, and they invited me to be a speaker. And I was so nervous. I had never done anything like that. I hadn't done much public speaking. I mean, I'd done acting and things like that in the past, but public speaking was a little bit different. And I was super nervous. I ended up doing it. I almost bailed, like, the day before, because I totally bombed my rehearsal. I was in tears. I was, like, shaking and sweating through my clothes. It was a mess. And then I remembered, this isn't about me. It doesn't matter what happens on the stage. And my brain was thinking all the negative things would happen, because it'd be filmed and posted on TED's website for eternity, right? And I thought, mm-hmm. this isn't about me. If I can help one person in the audience and I can change one person's life, I was a success. And so the moment I walked on stage, that's what I thought, and I forgot all of the worries, and boom, I did my TEDx talk, and it was so powerful, and I changed lives. I know I did, because I've had people reach out to me afterwards saying, wow, your TEDx talk changed things for me. So you just have to do it.
Uh-huh.
You have to get out of your
inspiring.
Head. You have to get out of your way, and you have to do it. And now, since
make
then,
it till
I
you make it.
Speaking gigs, yeah. I went to Africa. I went to South Africa, and I spoke on stages there, helping people in South Africa. This was back in 2019, before the lockdown. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's interesting. Once I did that, I built a huge following in South Africa. And now, to this day, a lot of people have enrolled in my personal branding program. And one girl out of South Africa, in the middle of COVID, because she was taking my program and she was doing everything, she was following the process, she not only got a job, she got a promotion in her job, she was recruited from another company, got another job, and now to this day, she just got her dream job, all because she followed the process in COVID in South Africa, where everyone else was losing their jobs and had no work.
Wow. That's the power of personal branding. So how
yes.
do you sign up for that?
Yeah, so that one is you can go to sandyinfocus.com and find all the information there. The program we have is Confidence Jam, which is a do-it-yourself 9-week program to help you brand yourself on your own. And then we have Reveal You, which is kind of like personal branding mentoring. So we mentor you through the process. So you get on 12 weeks of group coaching calls with me, and I help you go through the whole entire process. So you don't have to do it on your own. So those are on sandyinfocus.com.
That's nice. That's 3 whole months. Group coaching. Yay.
Oh, it's awesome. I've had, you know, it's funny because I actively target women, because I just love working with women. You know, come on, Bonnie, we're so much fun, aren't we? And out of all of the women, I get so many guys that come through my program. Like just today, I had two guys sign up for the personal branding, the Reveal You program, and they heard about it from other guys who have gone through the program that said it changed their lives. And so now I have all these guys signing up for the program. Like, I'm not even marketing to guys at all. But I welcome guys because I think they definitely need it. But it's just funny that I have so many in the program.
Yeah, I mean, guys need it too. They do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations on the coaching program in addition to the photography business, in addition to the speaking career. Tell me, you're welcome. Hats off for real. You said acting is different from public speaking. How so?
Well, for me it was because at that time when I was acting, I actually had really low confidence. And so I believed I had to be a character. So I was putting on this persona and I was actually hiding more than anything. Once I started doing public speaking, I stopped acting. I didn't need to be a persona. I needed to be myself. And one of the biggest struggles I see people face, and I faced this myself. As an actor, I would go to auditions and they would say, just be yourself. And I remember being so nervous that I would leave the audition, get in my car. I wouldn't drive away. I would just sit there and bawl because I didn't know what myself was. I didn't know what that meant. So to be yourself, I'm like, how do I be myself? I didn't even know me. And I went through a journey to discover who I am, and that's actually what I teach in my program is how to really understand who you are. I take people back to that childhood because that's the first point where you really can feel who you are. But once you understand yourself, then when you get on stage, all the butterflies, all that nervousness goes away because you're just being you. And when you truly know who that is, it's easy. For example, Bonnie, how would you describe yourself if you were to run into you?
Oh, well, Bonnie is very friendly. She's very smart, and she's helpful, and she's super creative.
Super creative. Okay, so now imagine you're walking down the street, okay, and you walk up to a person that you've never met before in your entire life, brand new person. What you don't know is that person is actually you, Bonnie. It's you. And you strike up a conversation. Now you guys have the same things in common. You grew up in the same town. Your parents were named the same. You had the same high school that you went to. You went to the same job. You enjoy the same activities. You share the same beverages. Everything's the same. At the end of a conversation talking about what you like to do for work, what your hobbies are, where you want to go on vacation, what your future dreams are, as you're about to part, you think to yourself, would you love to hang out with that person again? What would the answer be?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? Believe it or not, Bonnie, people say no.
Oh, that's not good.
It pains me when people say no. People go, no, I would never want to hang out with me. And then I ask why. And the answer usually is, well, I'm not where I think I should be in my life. Or I went through a lot of hard times, or everything doesn't work out for me, or I'm just not smart enough, or I'm not funny enough, or, you know, everyone's better than me. I'm just not enough. That's the thing that runs through people's minds on a consistent basis. So when I ask them that question, if they ran into themselves, would they like themselves? And their answer is no. But I didn't ask if they would like the bad things. I asked if you were hanging out and you were talking about the great situations and all the things that are wonderful in your life, would you like that person? And once they took that tweak, they thought about it, they're like, actually, yeah, I would really like myself. That's the first step to knowing who you are. Because if you know you like yourself, you know how to define yourself, then getting up on stage and just speaking isn't a scary thing because you're just being you. And you are freaking awesome.
That's it. That's it. And Sandy, so you do that for people. I really like that exercise you did just there. That's such a blessing to bring that type of perspective to people, especially when they're internally torturing themselves with those negative thoughts.
Yes. Yes.
That's
negative
like a ministry, I think.
Is a killer. It's a killer. It takes people down a path of darkness. And I'm not going to say I'm so perfect. I'm so happy and chipper all the time, because that's what people think. But it's actually not true. I mean, even recently, I went through my own self-doubt. And because I'm aware of it, awareness is really important. You have to be aware of these things as they're happening. But because I'm aware of it, I'm able to trace down where it's actually coming from. So a few weeks back, I was feeling really low. I wasn't sure of, you know, are the things that I'm doing working? Is my social media growing? Are the, you know, the tools that I'm teaching people, are they even right? Like, I was doubting myself. And mm-hmm. then I had to stop and go, what am I doing? I'm really, really, really good at what I do. And when I talk to people about personal branding, when I talk to them about confidence, when I help them with their photos, I light up. I'm like a burning ball of beautiful fire, and it's like a halo of light comes around me, and I'm infectious in that sense of they want to expand how they are and be a burning ball of light as well, right? I ignite.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting here doubting myself, and then I had to look at everything in my circumstance, and I realized that it wasn't actually my negative thoughts. It was hormonal. There's so mm-hmm. much more that happens to why we doubt it. But if we're not aware, we can allow it to become something different than it really is. And once I realized it was hormonal, I quickly shifted my diet. I started drinking more water, started working out, and I started to meditate. And that cleared out those negative self-talk ideas. And I reignited myself back to the person that I actually am.
Mm-hmm. So diet, water, exercise, and meditation.
Mm-hmm. All of those things.
Very good.
You have to take care of yourself. And I tell people, you have to start. It starts with self-care. Take care of yourself. The T in start is time ownership. Take control of your time. Don't give it away like free candy to people. Then action. Take action. Get off your rear end. Do something. Do that thing that you want to do. If it's time for you to launch a personal brand, do it. If it's time for you to market your business, do it. If it's time for you to make that sales call, do it. Don't sit around and pining and oh and on, umming and doubting yourself. Just take action and do it. The R in start is reset. Once you've done it, reset yourself. Hydrate, meditate, take a hot bath, go get a massage, shake it out, stand up, go for a walk. Reset your body and mind so you can start fresh. And then the T in start is total immersion. Go back into that thing you've taken action on and immerse yourself in it totally and 100%. Because when you deep dive and you do the deep work to get something done, that's where the detail comes in, that's where the skill comes in, and that's where you actually make a difference in what you're doing. So you just have to start.
All right, people, there you have it, a burning ball of light. She says she ignites. She is just a ray of sunshine. And Sandy, I'm so glad you took the time to talk to us today about confidence catalyst and being a personal branding image expert. You can go to Sandy.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And get a photography. You're welcome. You can go to Sandy and get photography. You can go to Sandy and get the In Focus program with the 12 weeks of coaching, or the Confidence Jam. You can go to Sandy and get professional photography, brio5.com. And then what was the other one? sandyinfocus.com. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness, so much. So much you can do with Sandy.
Yeah, there's
and,
so much.
Listen to
ultimately,
her.
Ultimately, personal branding.
She's got something for you no matter what.
Confidently. There you go.
Yes. You can even go to TED. You can check out her TED Talk, too. What's that, TED.com?
Yeah, if you go to TED.com, just type in the search bar Sandy Grigsby, and my talk comes right up.
It's so good. It's so good, you guys. I listened to it. I was like, yes, this is it. This is it right here.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to close out right now. Can you, again, share your contact information? I just did, but I wanted to do it one more time just in case they didn't catch it. And let's talk a little bit later. Uh-huh.
On Instagram, my handle is @SandyInFocus. So SandyInFocus is pretty much my social media handle across the board. And my website is SandyInFocus. It's SandyInFocus.com. And Brio5 is my photography business. And, I'd love to hear from anyone. We have a wonderful quiz on sandyandfocus.com, or you could go, yeah, just go there. There's a quiz on there. It's about your personal brand and how confident you are in it.
All right. There you go. From the bottom to the top, Sandy Grigsby. She's the bomb, y'all. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You're super welcome, Sandy. I'm loving this confidence thing because a lot of us are just, like, hiding behind ourselves and just not confident enough to get the pictures out there, to get the video out there, to get ourselves out there, because for some reason we think we're going to get rejected, when actually you just got to fake it to make it. Even though you're not super confident, you just go out there and do it anyway and keep doing it until it's successful. So,
you know,
don't get
the only
yourself,
person you
man.
Reject is yourself, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. That's
when
it.
When you don't put your pictures out there, you don't put your brand out, you're rejecting yourself. So it's time to stop doing that.
Time
step
to step
into
doing
the light.
That. Step into the light. Step into the light. That's. I'm going to leave you with that. So thank you again, everybody who's listening to this podcast right now, from the bottom to the top. We appreciate you. See you again, same time next week.
From the bottom to the top. From the bottom to the top, because you know the sky's the limit to what you can achieve. Go for all your dreams from the bottom to the top. Oh yeah. Let us help you to reach the success that you need. We'll take you straight to the top, the Malden Group. From the bottom to the top, from the bottom to the top.